Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
So I sat down to sort out what I wanted to write for my What Culture article this week, and I thought about shocking video game deaths because I was playing Redacted and I remembered how Redacted, and it was super sad. Well, it turns out great minds, or at least the same mind, thinks alike, because I already wrote this list like just over a year ago. But don't worry, because video games being video games mean there's plenty more bummer deaths to go around. Yes, as long as we have narrative masterpiece video games, we have really depressing, shocking deaths to talk about. So let's dig into 10 more entries and really get our sad on. Now, this is a list packed with spoilers, so consider yourself thoroughly warned. I'm Jess from What Culture, and here are 10 shocking video game deaths that came out of nowhere. Number 10, Joel, The Last of Us Part 2. In earlier editions of this list, we've covered plenty of the heart-wrenching deaths that occur in The Last of Us and Last of Us Part 2. Sarah's death at the beginning of the first game may have been incredibly painful and created one of the most impactful intros in gaming history, but The Last of Us has plenty of tragedy to go around. In one of the most controversial moves in video game narratives, protagonist Joel met his end in the opening of the sequel. Though he got a bit murder spree-ish at the end of the first game, which felt excusable to some given he was out to protect Ellie, his decisions caught up with him when Abby and the former Fireflies brutally killed him in front of Ellie. This was the last thing players expected, given the time and care put into building up Joel as one of the central heroes of the post-apocalyptic story, not to mention his connection with Ellie. The outrage this elicited from players who saw Joel's horrible demise proved just how connected they felt to his character, and absolutely gave them the fuel they needed to continue on Ellie's revenge trip. Number 9, Joker, Batman Arkham City. The final shot of Batman carrying Joker's body out of Arkham City is absolutely iconic, but it's not one that fans were necessarily expecting. While we often expect villains to get their just desserts at the end of a video game, there's something so intrinsic to Batman's story about his ongoing struggle with the Joker that it's difficult to imagine a compelling narrative about the Caped Crusader without him. Enter Arkham City, where the Joker, voiced phenomenally by Mark Hamill, is feeling a little rough after enduring the events of Arkham Asylum. In Arkham City, he's just about on his last legs and seeking a cure for an overdose of the Titan formula, which he's also infected Batman with via a blood transfusion. As the story wears to a close, Batman secures a vial of the antidote off of Talia al Ghul. He drinks a portion of it and considers whether to give the rest to Joker. Here, Joker actually does himself in by breaking the very antidote vial he needed in an attempt to seize it off of his nemesis. Batman then tells him that he actually would have saved him, and the Joker laughs his last laugh and dies with a smile on his face. It almost feels like too simple of an end for the Clown Prince of Crime, but it was an absolute shock for players, especially given this was only partway through Rocksteady's Arkham series. Number 8, Eli Vance, Half-Life 2 Episode 2. Half-Life left a big impact on the video game industry, partly because of its groundbreaking gameplay systems and storytelling. Anchoring all of this are protagonist Gordon Freeman and the characters he meets along the way who aid him in his journey. In Half-Life 2, Gordon joins up with a resistance movement against the Combine, led by Eli Vance, a former Black Mesa researcher and Alex Vance's father. Fast forward through the high-octane series of events that is Half-Life 2 Episode 2, and we feel like we finally have a leg up on the Combine. Gordon, Eli, Alex, and the crew successfully launch a rocket at the Combine portals, but before they can start truly celebrating, two advisor machines burst into the warehouse and impale Eli through the brain. The final shot of the game is Alex crying over her father's body. Her final words to his lifeless body are, "Don't leave me." It's absolutely devastating, and I'm sorry for reminding you about it. Number 7. Scooter, Tales from the Borderlands. Despite being, in my humble opinion, the best and most entertaining of Telltale's episodic adventure game offerings, Tales from the Borderlands can really get you in the feels from time to time too. This entry concerns a character that you'd actually have met for the first time in the mainline Borderlands games. In Borderlands 1 and 2, as well as Tales from the Borderlands, Scooter is a mechanic with a very identifiable southern drawl. He has a disarming charm and he's a big fan of his company's catchphrase, "Catch a ride." While being a recurring NPC in the mainline series, it was in Tales that Scooter really stepped up and joined the crew, helping to transform our hero's caravan into a spaceship. Things go awry, however, on the trip to Helios when one of the rockets is at risk of exploding. Though protagonist Fiona does her best to repair the issue from the outside alongside Scooter, Scooter gets his arm stuck in one of the rocket's vents. This leads to an absolutely devastating realization that he isn't going to make it out alive. Scooter calmly explains it's over for him and Fiona needs to eject the rocket so they don't all die. He calls out his catchphrase and the rocket explodes in the distance. The level of dread for the player upon realizing that this actually isn't going to go any other way than seeing Scooter's demise is totally shocking and heartbreaking. Not to mention, we thought this was a comedy, so yeah, that one really got us. Number 6. Dom, Gears of War 3. To say that Dominic Santiago from Gears of War 3 has had a rough go is a massive understatement. This dude's entire family died on Emergence Day, and then he discovered his beloved wife Maria, who'd gone missing after a bout of extreme depression after losing her children, ended up disfigured and malnourished after being tortured at a brutal work camp. He tries desperately to remind her of who she is, but the trauma has been too much for her, and she appears to be hollow and unresponsive. Dom ends up apologizing to her and killing her out of mercy. He continues on with Marcus in an attempt to save the world, even when that journey takes him to Maria's hometown in an attempt to secure critical fuel. After fighting through locust forces and lambent humans, Dom realizes they won't be able to defeat the growing hordes. It's at this point he jumps in the truck and rams the tanker into the fueling depot, killing himself and the enemy in the process. At the very end of the game, Marcus uses the commando knife Dom had given him to kill the big bad Queen Mira. And I have to move on now because I'm gonna bawl if I have to keep explaining this one.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Number 5. A Friend, Cyberpunk 2077. I've been weirdly vague for this one because Cyberpunk 2077 still didn't come out that long ago, so just in case you want to nerd out, this is your time to do that. I'll see you in the next entry. All right? Sticking around? Let's go. For the rest of you, let's talk about a character we definitely expected to stick around far longer than they did. V's relationship with Jackie Wells, and indeed the two's entire backstories, are different depending on the life path you've chosen in Cyberpunk 2077. In any case, you guys are buds, and Jackie is a reliable and loyal dude. Moreover, given Jackie was super present in Cyberpunk's pre-release gameplay footage, it was a safe assumption he'd be a fixture through the game. Spoiler alert, he is not. During the heist job in Act 2, where Jackie and V are tasked with infiltrating Konpeki Plaza to steal an experimental biochip, Jackie becomes fatally injured in your efforts to escape. This is doubly shocking, as up until this point, Jackie has been the one penning your journal entries. So the beginning of the final entry reads, "So that's how it ends, at least for me." You'll then get the choice of where to send his remains. Number 4. Your dog. Fable 2. Sometimes there's just no sadder video game death than that of a faithful canine companion who's been with you all along. There may not be any more impactful case for this than in Fable 2. Now, lots of people die in Fable, and plenty of those deaths are sad, but not all those people are a cutie pie companion who stuck with you through thick and thin, digging up treasure and helping out in combat. You first meet the pup when you're a child. You notice it's being attacked by a bully and step in to save it. Fast forward to the game's conclusion, and devastatingly, in your final standoff with the main antagonist Lucian, the little guy takes a bullet for you and dies in the process. The very end of the game lets you decide between saving a ton of innocent people, getting a butt ton of money, or being able to resurrect your dog and family. Safe to say that last one was very popular. Number 3. Lugo. Spec Ops The Line. I know, I've committed the cardinal sin of basicness by including Spec Ops The Line on a list, but it's a classic, and this death is a fantastic example of the kind of shocking video game losses that we're talking about. For the uninitiated, Spec Ops The Line appears to be a very basic military shooter. Although the longer you get into this one, the more you'll realize there's a lot more going on under the surface. You play Captain Martin Walker, accompanied by the other members of Delta Force, Adams and Lugo, on a mission to find survivors in a sandstorm-stricken Dubai. In one of the game's many shocking twists, Lugo goes missing, and the civilians are none too happy about Delta Force's actions, and many, many murders up to this point. Lugo is able to get in touch over the radio, and you're on your way to save him, but in a rare video game instance, this time, you arrive too late. You reach your squad mate in time only to see an angry mob hang him, and while the pair try to revive him, Lugo can't be saved. In a game that constantly tries to keep you on your toes, seeing the people that you were trying to save in the first place take out one of your own is unbelievably shocking. Number 2. Morden Solace, Mass Effect 3. The Mass Effect series is riddled with hard goodbyes and painful deaths, though your likelihood of experiencing them firsthand will depend on both your skills and your choices as the trilogy wears on. Sometimes, though, you can have the highest charisma score and make every best choice, and you still can't save everybody. This is the case for your squadmate, the very model of a scientist Solarian, Morden Solace. He once aided in dispensing a bioweapon that ultimately stopped an entire race, the Krogan, from being able to successfully procreate. If you're not across it, it's pretty much just as bad as it sounds. Mildly excusable because the Krogans are a very violent race, but still not right. In the third and final game, you get a chance to right this wrong, and Morden, admitting his mistake, will do anything to rectify it. That said, with the Reaper invasion already underway, things go sideways quickly, and Morden can only end the genophage bioweapon by sacrificing himself. Our fave sings to himself as the building explodes around him, but he gets the job done and absolves himself. Picking the future of the Krogan was the right choice, but it was a heartbreaking one. Nonetheless, it had to be Morden. Somebody else might have gotten it wrong. Number 1. Jin's Horse, Ghost of Tsushima. Sora, Nobu, or in my case, Kage, are the three choices of name you'll have for your primary horse in Ghost of Tsushima. This loyal steed will accompany you from after the Battle of Komodo Beach through the gorgeous game world and the many beautiful and terrible things you'll encounter within it, so it's pretty natural to become attached. Sadly, your equine bestie doesn't make it to the end with you. When Jin is exiled, he makes his escape from Lord Shimura's camp, during which his horse is severely injured, having been shot by arrows. While the pair head to Kin Sanctuary to meet up with Yuna, Kage's wounds become fatal and the horse collapses, unable to continue. Jin apologizes for not being able to protect his friend. Someday we'll go for a peaceful ride, buddy.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.